This is not the future we were promised.
And Sue podcast episode 67, recording on a Wednesday or something.
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
When you work from home, that doesn't matter anymore. You stop knowing that.
Isn't this how we started last week?
Yeah. Well, I typically go through sort of like a 3-day haze where I don't know what day it is. With me in the studio today, the newly couched studio.
Yeah.
Didn't have a couch.
Much nicer.
We used to have hard wooden
I used to sit on a
chairs.
Piano bench.
Yeah? That was horrible.
Eh.
There's kids that have, like, no arms and no faces, but you had to sit on a piano bench.
It's not my fault.
That was a problem.
Why should I care about
that? It was a problem. It wasn't good for anybody.
They're not my kids.
So we have... Well, that's not even possible.
Well,
so we...
Technically, be a hell of an accident.
Like...
Oops, I accidentally fucked a chick.
You'd just have to be, like, running through a public... place, furiously masturbating, and then...
flinging semen everywhere.
I smell your cards!
Wow, now I'm multiple migs. That's great. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, you'd singular migs.
Yeah.
And,
I can smell your scent.
The one who can smell my scent is godless sodomite Josh Jeffcoat.
Woo!
From the world of video games and debauchery. And, sitting next to me, playing the part of Eli... Daniel, can I see your last name? Do you care?
I don't care.
Daniel Lashua, programmer, photographer, father, and friend. Hi, Daniel.
And Eli today.
And Mexican. No, substitute Mexican.
Fair enough.
That's pretty... Oh, man.
Wow.
Bean farmer.
Listen, the other thing we're going to do is we gotta tone down the racism from last week.
Hey, can we tone down my headphones just a little bit?
Jesus.
And just... then we'll pretend that that was turning down the racism.
Oh, like you can't hear it?
Right.
Like if you can't hear it, it's not happening?
Right. No, seriously.
I suppose.
Can you just...
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
That was actually a real... Just a smidgen.
Well, as soon as this
song
is...
way better.
Yeah, this song that other people aren't going to hear because it's going to be faded out by now, but we're still hearing.
Yeah, that's great. I just don't want to hear you.
Okay.
Just keep...
So anyway. This week, we're going to talk about things. We're happy to be back still. Still don't regret it.
Uh-huh.
after being back a whole week.
Woohoo!
The show has regained, I'd say a little more than a quarter of its one-time audience with the first episode.
Well, we'll get there.
How many people it lost based on the content of that episode, we don't know yet.
I can't wait to find out.
But you can see behind me, Josh. Can you see that? All those tracks appear to be recording. They do appear
to
be recording.
All,
this
we're good.
This is excellent.
Yeah.
What are we going to do this week? We're going to talk. Okay, so, top of the show. First thing we want to talk about is TV and movies. Number one, I want to talk about Glee, because I want to talk about the Rocky Horror Glee show.
The comic you just
How
wrote.
Much I hate Glee now.
Yeah.
Not just because of that. But, so right after... Right after ABC lowered the order for V from 13 to 10 episodes, were you watching any V? Did you watch V at all?
I saw the first 4 episodes before it went on that first hiatus, and then I never came back.
I envy you.
Yeah, I watched none.
Yeah.
It's absolutely terrible. There's this new thing that TV does where they find ways to take things that on the surface are my favorite things, like space lizards and... spaceships and alien murder and all that great stuff, and make it very boring. And V managed to do that almost instantly. And Marina Baccarin, one of my favorite things about life,
right?
They managed to make incredibly boring.
Right, space lizards and space hookers.
Yeah, they actually managed. I think it was when they killed Wash in like the third episode that it became the worst show that should be the
but
best
he
show.
Didn't stay dead.
Yeah, he died.
Did
yeah? No, he's good. He was gone for good.
Oh, okay. Well, did they kill him in the first episode, then bring him back for 2 more, and then
kill
him again?
They killed him. They had him in like 3 or 4 episodes, because it had to be a reveal that he was really a lizard boy. And Like, you got to trust him as
her
partner.
How many episodes did you watch?
All of them so far.
No, never mind.
Anyway, so the order got cut, and I'm sure it's just on the cusp of cancellation. I'm going to go ahead and probably still keep watching it. But in my heart, I'm not watching it.
That's how you operate, though.
Yeah. So in the same vein as that, that is exactly how I felt about Caprica. I had 3 or 4 episodes on the DVR, and every time I looked at them, it looked like a stack of work I'd been putting off.
I did actually make it through the entire first half of the season.
It was wonderful.
It had it. Wow. Okay. I like that we have 3 wildly different opinions.
Yeah.
Here.
Well, we have a correct opinion and 2 slightly differingly wrong opinions. But
well, and it had its moments, but I can't. There were some things that I did like about it, but
such as
I don't even remember. It was too long
ago. The robot that looked like a 50s car, like.
That was
the Cylon that looked kind of like a diesel engine.
I don't know.
They're sort of like Matrix World had some cool moments to
they
it.
They could have left that out entirely.
No.
I think that was the ruination of the show.
I don't think it mattered at all. I think the show could have been something else a lot more serious without it.
When they decided that the Matrix was space heaven. And have you watched that far?
That's the newest one.
Yeah,
this part of the second half.
The last one.
I haven't. I have 2 sitting on the...
No, don't bother. Well, it got canceled, apparently.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Like today.
That happened today.
So that's good. That's good news.
That's good for you.
That's like the manager that wanted...
You're an abusive wife who, like, your husband has to go to prison because you won't
Smallville
leave him
loves
otherwise.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
No, it's like the manager that wanted me to do all that work got fired or transferred. And now no one knows I was supposed to do all that work. And I'm like, yes. I can just shove it into the filing cabinet. Never have to watch it again.
Did he get fired because you didn't do all the work?
Probably.
Like, he didn't meet his quota because you were a terrible employee.
My TV
you
watching.
You took the fall for your laziness.
I hope so, because watching that show was like, it was a chore. That's the best way I could put it. It was like, I feel like it's my duty to watch a Battlestar-related thing, and it was almost like I had to hurt myself, like the show was like a drill that I was supposed to put through my palm or
right.
something.
Well, it's
you know?
Your Hail Marys, and now you have to like
The flagellation.
Flagellate
yourself. Yeah. I could have like broken up the first season DVDs and put them on a cat of nine tails and whipped myself with them or something. But the problem was they had robots, they had outer space, they had spaceships.
That's not a problem. Those are all good things.
And then they throw in Space Jesus, like Ron Moore always does.
Right.
And it's like sitting through church.
But so far you've defined Battlestar Galactica. Same thing. Robots,
no,
space,
not the
space
first
Jesus.
Three. Not the first 3.5 seasons of Battlestar.
There was lots of Jesus, Space Jesus.
Not a lot of it. Not
enough.
To the point where it was the whole thing. And then that didn't come till much later. And that's when I started to lose interest. But people would say, oh, you just don't like the religion. And that's true, but at the same time, it is boring. It's just plain boring. It's like sitting through a sermon. The big fat witch who's the bad guy, the Wicca, the space Wicca who's the bad guy.
Uh-huh.
She's like a space nun Wicca.
Are you talking about Willow?
Yeah, her name's Willow, too. Clarice Willow, that's right. Yeah, Space Willow. She sucks, and...
Does she ever, like, de-skin somebody?
If
or?
She did, I'd probably still be really enthusiastic about the show. No, she has theological debates about how Matrix heaven can be real heaven. And their idea now is that when you die... So you're already bored. When you die...
Yeah, I just rolled my eyes.
When you die, they'll copy you into space heaven.
No, before you die.
Whatever.
That is your heaven. She's
it
selling
sucks.
It.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. It's awesome.
Why?
Because now you're starting to realize that she actually doesn't buy into the Jesus bullshit. She is just selling heaven like everyone
this
else.
This show is supposed to be the origin of the robots that eventually kill all of humanity.
Right.
And they're so far away from that.
Yeah.
No, they
it's
all
a whole
start
bunch of,
in space heaven.
It's a whole bunch of fucking whiny shit.
That's where they're going with it.
I'm
almost
a little
guarantee
girl.
It.
I have daddy issues.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
I'm
going to
kill every human being.
Yeah, when I saw the preview for the last episode, which I did not watch, it was like dead VR girl number 1 versus dead VR girl number 2 in space heaven fighting ninja style. I'm like, nope.
Don't care.
Because if you turned that server off, none of that would matter.
Pew!
Yeah, just none of that shit matters. So, whatever. I'm glad it's over with. I'm glad it's done. But what's interesting is there's a there's another backdoor pilot. Backdoor Pilots is the name of.
I've got my wings.
Yeah, that's... I mean, exactly.
Wait, what
is that? The sequel.
That's the tagline for Backdoor Pilots.
Too. Backdoor Pilots is actually a prequel to Wings.
Right. Steven Weber was in both. And who was that guy? Timothy Daly, who did Superman's voice? Yeah, he was in that too. Yeah. He was in that too.
And Monk.
But Monk is in it, yes. But Helen is not. Helen from Wings does not make an appearance in Backdoor Pilots because she would just muck everything up.
Right.
Just get in the way. The entertainment.
What were we talking about?
The high flying fun.
Backdoor Pilots.
Gay pilots, yeah. Right. Gay pilot porn.
Right.
So they canceled Backdoor Pilots, and that's a shame. But they there's another Backdoor Pilot for possibly another show. They're doing a TV movie about the adventures of space pilot Bill Adama now.
What?
It's called Battlestar Galactica.
Battlestar Cadet Days.
Yeah, cadet franchise, fun times, earned in space, space blood.
What are you...
space hole, robots and machine guns or something.
So who plays Adama?
Some other dude.
Fred Savage?
Yeah, Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton.
Confirmed here.
Yeah.
Also, Adama's first name will be changed to Wesley.
Yeah. And also, it's just going to be reruns of the first three seasons of TNG. With different... every once in a while,
they're
going to overdub.
They're going to overlay different CG.
Every time it cuts
to space.
They're just going
to
cut out all the away missions.
And it's always closed in on his face. Like, it's... zoomed in on his face so you can't see any of the other actors. It's also overdubbed in Chinese and then back into English poorly. I don't know. So it's going to be, in his Husker days. Husker do. He's going to be...
Cool
whip.
Husker.
He's Husker.
Husk.
I think there's an umlaut on Husker. Husker.
I don't know.
Husker. He's it's going to be him as a pilot.
Be him and Ty?
Solon War One. No, because Ty being an old robot before they met, he was an old man when they met. That seemed to kind of I was always looking for evidence that they had met in the first Solon War. They seemed like they were veterans of the same Solon War. And then we find out he was old when he was born. Then you kind of get confused as to how they ever actually hooked up as old men.
Yeah, I never did figure that out.
I don't think they explained it.
Fuck them.
Plot hole. You know what? The whole series.
Plot holes is the sequel to Backdoor
Pilots.
To
Backdoor Pilots. Yeah, that's. Yeah.
So,
story goes to die.
I will, and a little bit of your soul and your humanity. I will. I gotta say, it prepared Steven Weber for his role in Jeffrey, though. Backdoor Pilots. Did you ever see Jeffrey?
No, I have no idea.
Oh my God!
What is it?
That's like the quintessential mid-90s gay movie. Patrick Stewart's gay in that. It's awesome.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, you should see it.
Jeffrey.
Steven Weber.
Are you informing me of gay culture right
now? Yeah, Steven Weber has to decide if he still wants to date his boyfriend when he finds out the boyfriend has AIDS, and Patrick Stewart's boyfriend dies of AIDS, and it's sad.
Oh, that's the one with Tom Hanks.
Yes, it's the prequel to Philadelphia.
Right. Yeah.
It's called The Phantom Virus. I don't know.
Wait, so Tom Hanks is a little boy who pod races?
An annoying little boy. He races AIDS.
Pod races AIDS.
There's pods involved, but what were we talking about?
This train has gone
Backdoor Pilot.
Well off the tracks.
Okay, we'll be back in just a minute.
This is not the future we were promised. This is not the future we were counting on.
Hi, Jinx and Sue Podcast, episode 67. We are back. The other thing I want to mention that I don't know if... it's even possible to see this. I know it was online. I don't think it was ever on the television. I don't think there's a DVD yet. But at San Diego Comic-Con, I was one of the privileged few who got to see The House That Drips Blood on Alex.
Oh, that's the Tommy Wiseau.
Yes.
The guy that made The Room.
That's not his made next by movie. Him.
Oh, no. Right.
He's in only it. Acts, if that is an appropriate right. phrase.
He and speaks on
he,
camera.
He is in it.
Uh-huh.
He is the main thing. He is Alex to the house. And it's only about 20 minutes long.
Okay.
It's fantastic. It's,
wow.
Wait, it's fantastic? Like The Room is fantastic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like,
it's actually interesting. Last Saturday, we went to go see The Room at the Inwood at midnight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How was that?
I did not realize, having never seen it in the theater, I've seen it several times, like at my house mm-hmm. or your house or whatever. They do, like, interaction, like a lot well, of
it's totally Rocky Horror, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, like, they fucking throw spoons. I this is something I never knew about the movie until about halfway through when I finally figured out why they were throwing spoons. Because mm-hmm. they just, every couple, like every few minutes, like half the audience, just a fucking wave of spoons goes up. There is, in the living room, in the room.
Mm-hmm. The right, titular room.
Right.
As it were.
There's a little coffee table that has three framed pictures on them.
Uh-huh.
And they're all silverware.
Oh.
There's a and there's a, just a fucking photo of a spoon.
So every time they show a spoon,
every time the camera every time the camera pans by and you can see it, everybody just throws
sure.
spoons.
Sure,
fucking awesome.
But there was chanting and there was making fun of the kissing. There was oh god the main girl in it the whore that cheats up with everybody.
Yeah,
at one point she has this close up and every time she talks and gets really emotive, like her neck bulges out of the side.
Really.
And I never noticed it, but then there's just one scene where it's like super close up on her, and then every time she says like the right kind of phrase, like and the whole audience,
like she's a goiter.
Yeah, it looks like she's fucking swelling, like a fucking alien chest burster is about to like come erupting out. But
so what does the audience do?
Oh, every time
they do that too.
Every time
their necks swell up.
It's just basically every time her neck moves unnaturally, everyone's just like, ah.
Oh, so they do that the whole time they're having sex too, right?
Well, they did, that was different
they,
stuff.
They scream in disgust.
There's chanting and it was a whole bunch of just totally random shit.
Was anybody like dressed as his butt?
No.
Like his gyrating
like
unmuscled butt?
Roided out butt
yeah,
thing.
Like,
that was...
I hate to say muscular.
No.
It was defined, but it was defined like a piece of driftwood is defined. Like it has a very clear shape.
Sort of like a beef jerky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's got
this sort of.
It has clear form and shape,
right.
But
it's not
a
pleasant.
Good one.
It's
right.
Not,
it's not aesthetically
it's not
pleasing.
A, it's not a good butt.
No, no, no. There is nothing good about it. But
But yeah, no. I took Jeff. Jeff was there, so that was Jeff's first time to see it.
Oh man, you must be having a lot of fun indoctrinating him into
absolutely
this world that he's somehow made it.
Yeah.
Through and not been a part of.
Yeah.
Like I'm noticing every time we hang out with Jeff, it's you are somehow taking a man who is many years your senior and educating him.
Right.
In the ways of
terribleness.
Of well,
and
just internet
beauty.
And pop culture and things
sure.
that normal people don't have to deal with.
Right.
And you're ruining him.
I've loved every minute
he's
of it.
He's a surgeon.
I know.
He's a respectable person. He's got.
He's a stand-up member of the community.
Yeah, he has
he
a child.
Helps people.
He has a child. He heals people. He his child's your age, which is interesting.
She's younger than me.
Your exact age, which is
that's
makes
not
you
true
horrible.
At all.
She's like 10 years younger than you, and you guys went to school together, which is gross. And
no. That's not true at all. That
yeah, he's a healer.
Happen.
He's a wizard of medicine. He's a medical wizard.
Right.
And you're ruining him.
Absolutely.
For future generations. Like he'll be inside somebody's guts trying to fix them, and then he's going to think about like a monkey pissing in its own mouth or something.
Right.
And then drop a scalpel, and that guy's dead.
Right.
So good job.
That's my fault.
Good job for killing people.
Does death run your head?
Eh.
He's got room quotes
again,
in his mind as he's.
They're not my children. Why do I?
Fuck does it matter? People don't matter.
Other people don't matter.
So the
I
house
matter.
That drips or and or dripped. I can't remember if it was past tense or not. Anyway, the house puts blood on Alex in some fashion.
it puts the blood in the corner.
It puts the blood on Alex. What basically happened is that. A couple of kids that are like, we're a film company, we're some dudes, and we have access to a camera. They
so Tommy Wiseau, right?
No, he has nothing to do with it. They got the idea that, like, let's get this guy from The Room to be in our movie, and no matter what happens, we'll get more publicity than we ever would have gotten.
Just because he's in it.
Yeah, because he's a fucking nut. He's a nut. Right. And so my fear was it would be like The Room was super shitty, not on purpose, and that this would be super shitty on purpose.
Right.
It's not. It's as if they gave him a script, a bad script, to a real bad movie, but then he worked his voodoo on it and made it to where at no point in the most confusing 22 minutes of my entire life was watching this movie. The house does, as the title says, it does drip blood on Alex. Alex comes to the house and it starts dripping blood on him. And he...
stop that house.
He's not that worried about it. Like, his buddy's with him, and he's like, "Hey, Alex, what's that on your shirt? Chocolate sauce?" And he's like, "Oh, you know, I think maybe it's paint." And he's like, "Whoa, dude, it's blood. The house is dripping blood on you, like the title of the movie says." And he's right. Like, "Nah, it's no problem." And at this point, he is, like, two-thirds covered in blood. Like,
also, it looks like Double
Dare. It's like Carrie. No, it's Alex. Like the end of... By the end of it, it's like the end of Carrie. And he's like, "Oh, you know..."
Does it only drip on him?
Yes.
Like, it selectively drips just him.
And okay. They never show the source of the blood. They just show it being dropped on
it's
him.
It's raining blood in the house.
It's raining blood! And he's never that moved by it. Like, later, two of his friends... The best part is there's no location shooting other than the house. And there's a restaurant, which is very clearly someone's apartment patio.
Nice.
And the only way that it's a restaurant is on their apartment patio table, they have put a menu on it, on the table.
All right, yeah,
and the
sure.
menu says, like, "Le restaurant" or something.
Le and so, food.
Yeah, and there's two unnamed guys, and they're like, "Hey, Alex is going to come and listen, his house is really weird. It's been dripping blood on him. Don't bring it up." He shows up and he's covered in blood, head to toe. It's on his face. It's in his hair. His clothes are completely ruined. And they're like, "Oh, hey, Alex, don't talk about the blood. Don't talk about the blood. Don't talk about the blood. Hey, guys, how's it going? Do you want to come to my new house? You know, like, it totally does not drip blood on anybody.
Who wants a hug? I'm giving out free hugs."
He gets to his new house, which was left to him in some sort of will or something. And
like
all
the Old Testament?
Yes.
Or...
And all he has is a box, a single box that says house stuff on it. It has like a lamp, a trophy, a picture.
Like a football and some roses.
Yeah. And a tuxedo.
A picture of a spoon.
And four tuxedos.
Right.
And
oh, God.
And he gets to his house and it's on Blood Street. And he goes, Blood Street.
That's a quarter of blood and transfusion.
Yeah, and he's like, "That's right. It's not blood. They told me it's pronounced blood." And so his friends are like, they're like, "Alex, your house is weird. It's dripping blood on you, and it's on Blood Street." "No, you guys, it's blood. It's Blood Street. You just don't know how to say it." It's pretty good. Also,
don't spoil the ending, though.
There's no ending. The devil.
God damn it.
The devil is played by the host of Cheaters. That guy.
The devil.
The guy
from here in Dallas.
Yeah, the guy from Dallas got stabbed on Cheaters.
Best episode of Cheaters ever.
Yeah. He plays like the devil or a real estate agent or both. I can't tell. It's fantastic. So if it's on the internet, look.
Wait, the devil or a real estate agent or whatever?
Or both. Huh. Sure. If there's any way to see this, I'm just going to come right out and say, go find it. If it's on the internet, go get it. Because I doubt it's going to be available through traditional means. It just can't. I don't see how it could be.
It's called The House That Dripped Blood on Alex?
The House That Either Dripped or Drips or Continues to Drip Blood on Alex. I'm not 100% sure how that goes. But my God, it was fantastic. Not only was that one of the most confusing experiences of my life, they managed to top it with the panel afterwards. You could tell the audience was just there to goad Tommy into saying weird shit, you know?
Right.
He doesn't get it. He seems to understand on the most superficial layer possible that they're laughing with him, perhaps, and not at him. I think he gets that I'm sort of famous now, and that's cool, and people think my movie is silly and that's why they like it. And he pretends that it's a comedy.
It's supposed to be silly.
Yeah, which it's absolutely never supposed to be funny at all.
Right.
And
did you know it was a stage production before it was a movie?
I'm so happy.
Oh, God. I would kill to see that in live theater.
Was it called The Stage?
That may be the worst joke you've ever told.
Well, at no point is there ever a room in the movie. I mean, there are rooms in the movie, right, but there's never a central focus of a room.
Yeah.
The room is in your mind.
He says that at the end.
Does he really?
Oh, yeah. He's like, the room. They're like, what's the room? And I'm like, it's wherever your heart is. And I'm like, no, bullshit. You don't know what you're talking about. You have no idea what the room is. You don't even know where you're coming from with that. And you wrote the goddamn thing. So people would get up and ask questions, and they seemed to be like trying to get him to say something crazy. But even the questions that were like, okay, I see how that's not going over so well, so I'm just going to ask a normal question, see what happens. So it's like, Tommy, what do you think aspiring filmmakers should do? What's some advice?
Sure.
He would talk for 20 solid minutes and never get anywhere near answering that question, and then end it with something like, just believe in yourself. Like,
hooray.
Yeah, he would
feel good.
Blather, yeah, and say shit like you love people, and then you also movies, and the end.
Follow your dreams, kids. Yeah.
And he never took his sunglasses off. And at the end of it, he was mobbed. He said he would do autographs. He was completely mobbed by probably 300 people.
Right.
Pressed him against a wall, and he could not escape. And he was just reaching his hand behind him to grab shit to put on the wall and sign. Like, it was like, he was like fucking Madonna. It was crazy. He loved
that
every minute of it.
The ugliest fucking Madonna ever.
And I got...
I mean, she's getting up there, but...
When they finally said, okay, we're out of time. We're out of time. Last question. Next panel is starting soon. We have to leave the room. A guy gets up and goes, hey, it's my cousin, my sister's birthday. She's here. Will you sing happy birthday to her, Tommy? And he goes, listen, who in audience has birthday today? 75 people raised their hands, including one of my friends who was with me, Chris Wilson from Cyanide and Happiness, was like, yeah, me too. Absolutely. It's absolutely my birthday. The best part was he was in a tuxedo because they always wear tuxedos to their shows. God. So he was in a tuxedo. It was amazing. And if he'd only had a football.
Right.
And so a good 30 people go up there. And he's like, okay, I'm going to go down the row and ask each of you your names. And they're like, we're out of time. What's your name? Hey, listen, it's their birthday. We can do this. And he asks, like, I'm Bill. I'm Sarah. I'm Tim. I'm Jack. I'm Catherine. That takes 12 minutes. And he's like, okay, everybody. And then the whole place sings happy birthday to these people. They're like, then they're like, we're out of time. And he's like, okay, who wants a free House Drips Blood on Alex t-shirt? And then he's like, listen, I don't have enough shirts, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to turn around and throw them. But they're all like in a huddle, like... He's got like seven or eight
shirts. He's throwing the bouquet.
He's throwing them behind him, but like a foot behind him. And so then a few people get shirts, and then a few people are like, oh, there's no more shirts. And then he's like, okay. And then he's got a box with like 1,000 shirts in it. He just keeps like obfuscating and confusing the situation. He could have just given them all a fucking shirt. So yeah, that was the highlight of my life. I've never been happier. And on that note, we will... be right back.
This is not the future we were promised. This is not the future we were counting on.
That is The Future by the band Spiraling, our theme song, written and recorded by Spiraling and my good friend Tom Brislin at TomBrislin, BRISLIN.com. Or follow him on Twitter at Tom Brislin. Also, our sponsor and provider of our bandwidth is Infinistorm. Check out Infinistorm.com/hijinks if you need virtual private server hosting and or .NET web development. The last thing we had in this sort of TV movie
situation, which I ended up doing a comic about just yesterday or today. Was it today? It was today.
Yeah.
Was the Glee Rocky Horror Show thing. So Glee did their take on Rocky Horror, and it was mediocre, but some of it was kind of bad. But anyway, the thing I wanted to start off with is how much, if you look at how much you loved Glee during season one and how you feel about it now.
Fucking hate it.
How it's changed.
I despise it.
But it's been within the last, what, 4 episodes?
You apparently have no bar for quality. The first half season was excellent. All but 2 episodes since then have been awful.
Oh, in season one even?
Yes.
Well,
only the first 13 episodes are worth watching. It had an actual story arc with actual characters, yeah, with actual motivation and, like, continuity between episodes.
They managed to cram how you really cared about the first 3 seasons or 4 seasons of The Office into the first, like, 13 episodes. And then you just don't give a shit about The Office after that, you know?
Well, yeah. Well, they just didn't. Everything after it has just been crass commercialism.
There were consequences. Like, they were. Here's the problem. They were juggling 4 complex storylines, personal right. character storylines.
And that was awesome.
And then they just gave up on all of that, resolved or ignored them, and then now it's just artist of the week.
Yeah.
And I would imagine the main impetus for that is the fact that
selling
iTunes singles, they are printing money with this show.
Right.
Right.
They had they are second only to, I believe, Elvis as far as number ones.
Oh, God.
And they beat the Beatles about a month ago.
Fucking kill me.
And the problem is, when I heard that, a lot of the articles I was reading were like, Glee, more influential than the Beatles. I would fucking stab my eyes out when I hear that. Because the Beatles had, you know, 70-some-odd number one songs for creating music that influenced people and changed right. their lives and was influential over decades. And then Glee makes auto-tuned, overproduced covers of songs right. that were already popular and has had genius. Like 76 number ones or something like that.
That's retarded.
Yeah.
I would also imagine that there's going to be a big contract explosion when the kids start to realize that they are number one record-selling human beings who don't get paid for right. records. I mean, I'm sure they're getting something, but not what they would be.
It doesn't matter. The show is fucking retarded now.
Okay, so yeah, back it's to the fact so dead the show to is horrible. But are you still watching it?
I didn't see the last one.
Daniel, are you actively watching Glee? Or are you?
I started late, so I started the first season, and I'm watching the second season simultaneously. So I'm only up to like episode maybe 15.
What are you doing? Like either or? Like one then the other and one then the other?
Basically.
That's got to be confusing.
Very confusing. So I'm up to about episode 15 on the first season.
That negates your opinion on the show because
right.
you right. can't possibly have any idea what's going on if you're watching it like that. No. That seems horrible.
No, I'm doing okay. But like last, not the Rocky Horror one, but the episode before that was called Duets and it was terrible.
That was awful.
Awful. Absolutely right. Like the awful. Worst episode I've ever seen.
And but even the Britney Spears episode, here's the thing that's killing me.
It was cute for the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But this season especially, every time they do a theme, which is every episode now, they're having everyone in the cast go batshit nuts. Whoever it is, Sue Sylvester loves them. Madonna's her god. And then Britney's, I love Britney Spears. She's a strong woman. And the Rocky Horror was the best musical ever. Like they have right. everyone get on board to shill this product. And
it's disgusting.
It's pretty gross. It's gone from probably the best new show on television to maybe the worst show on television.
Right. Although I will say that Britney S. Pierce.
That's funny.
That concept was great.
And most
that
of her was. Dialogue is and, funny.
And she's a better Britney than Britney.
What did she say?
She's actually a real backup dancer, like for Beyonce or
yeah.
something.
Is she really?
Like, yeah.
And then Britney's opening line, Britney's opening line in the Rocky Horror episode was I'm going as peanut allergy. Yeah. That was her costume. I don't know. She has some good lines, yeah. but she's a freak as far as a person. If you look at her neck and her head are the same width.
They are.
Her head is not any wider than her neck. She's like a bullet. Like, she looks like a bullet baby. She's not a real person. Her ears don't... She must be a good swimmer. Like, her ears don't even protrude.
That's...
She's a very unusual-looking person. But, So in this episode, my problem with it was they go to all the trouble of picking a, you know, boundary pushing or whatever musical, and then kind of neuter it and strip all the controversy out of it. And then they kind of tried to take that and make it part of the show. Like, we couldn't do this if we at school unless we take a bunch of stuff out. But I mean, you couldn't do it at school anyway. But the choices they made were so strange. Like, all of the songs had lots of words changed. Like, you know, like If It Grows was changed to like If It Shows, and like just anything that was directly sexual, they made kind of sexual.
Oh, God. I hate everything about it.
Well, apparently John Stamos was supposed to be Frankenfurter in this episode.
I would have had kittens.
Yeah.
Like, wonderful kittens.
And the network shit its pants over that. Which I think is why he was holding the costume at the beginning. As like a, hey, I was going to be this, but like they were giving a nod to like Stamos was going to be Frankenfurter, but right. We can't.
Stamos!
But, And I will say this too, like
Dr. Scott. Sorry.
One thing that was really interesting, that there's a bunch of really good comments on the website today on that particular comic about how people were saying, well, I'm in Rocky Horror and I'm a female Frankenfurter, but I'm like, yeah, but you're playing the male character,
right?
They took it and made it a female. Yeah, they put Mercedes her in like a dress.
Yeah,
I mean, they put her in like a Frankenfurter dress, and she was supposed to be a girl. And
I don't know. Her outfit was pretty much the same as Frankenfurter's.
She had but it was like, instead of just, of course, I don't necessarily want to see her in those panties,
that may
but
not work out too well.
At the same time, right. She had like a skirt on.
Yeah, she did. Sweet.
Anyway. Yeah, so I don't know. I thought it was lame. Mm. It seemed like most people agreed.
I'll watch it when I get home tonight.
Oh, that's right. You haven't seen it. That's
I
why
haven't
I'm
seen it yet.
That's why you're having
so
trouble commenting on it.
Last night, all I did was play Rock Band.
The other thing that's really interesting about what they're doing with that show is constantly talking about how broke they are and how they need to raise money, and then they spend tens of thousands of dollars on sets and costumes.
Right.
And
clearly post-production.
Yeah. Like the Lady Gaga episode.
Can you not raise money with what is clearly the best glee club in the history of ever?
Right. They sing. They put on entire plays just to prove points to each other. Like rather than argue with you about this, Mr. Shu, I'll just sing a song. And then like the lights dim and sets roll out. Yeah. And there's the band. I love how there's the band in the glee room who's just like, we just sit here and don't talk until it's time to play.
The best part is like whenever Finn plays the drums. So he's playing the drums and now he's going to sing.
Right.
And there's always a guy right behind him to step in.
Yeah, he stands up and the drums don't stop. And the kid takes the stick and he's like, way to go, Finn. You're awesome. The band knows every song perfectly always.
No matter what.
Right.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. And
the calls for a harp.
I still wonder.
Harp player.
There's a full string section at all times.
I still wonder. The only thing about that, about like, hey, we have musicians. I can always play. Like, they have the piano guy who's clearly not a TV person.
He seems to be like maybe he's the actual music guy for the show or something.
That's sort of because he's always like, I look like I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah.
And like, I'm clearly playing the piano for real.
Yeah. And he's never had
he's never said a single word.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always wondered who he really is. I should look that up.
I will say this, though. They end up, at least briefly in this episode, they have the new blonde kid playing Rocky.
And I hate him.
But he looks like Rocky, doesn't
he? He looks
like
a lot
Rocky.
Like Rocky.
Oh, no.
Isn't that weird? They put him in the gold shorts for like 5 minutes, and he pretty much looks exactly like Rocky.
Pretty damn awesome, actually.
It's, hey.
So wait, wasn't the last episode about like, I don't know if I should join Glee because people might make fun of me. And now I'm like, check out my gold shorts, bitches. I'm Rocky. Exactly.
He goes on and on about how he wants to show off his abs. I believe he says it's going to be abtacular or something like that.
But then at the end, he gets shy about it. So,
But it's still lame. It's just incredibly lame.
I loved Rocky. I've always loved Rocky. And I thought they did a decent job at like poking fun at it. And doing what they do, which is like selling Britney singles and Madonna singles. And they're just going to do more.
But it's not a TV show anymore.
No, but it hasn't been a TV show for a long time.
It's a music video.
It's a music video.
Well, that sucks because it was a great TV show.
It's a music video with a little bit of plot.
To me,
first regionals, it was a great TV show.
Right, that was the first half season.
Right.
Yeah, that's
the first 13 episodes was like watching Freaks and Geeks again for the first time.
Yes, which I just did.
For the first time?
Yes.
Oh, God, that show was wonderful.
It's
was
amazing.
That my copy? Did you
still
have?
No, it started coming on IFC.
Oh, yeah, it was a wonderful show.
I recorded, I noticed it was coming on, I watched what was probably the fourth episode, and I was like, holy shit, this is maybe the best show, so I had it catch
really
all of
good.
Them, we're one episode from the finale. There's 18. I think we've seen 17 of them.
Prepare to just be depressed.
I can't wait. Because it's almost over. It's an amazing show. Yeah, and now, have you seen Freaks and Geeks, Daniel?
It's really good.
It's from 2000?
Yeah.
It's from 2000, and it features all of the most famous actors right now in comedies.
Oh, yeah. Really? That's true. Before anyone knew who the fuck they were.
Seth Rogen has a sort of a minor part in it. He barely talks. He has like two episodes that are kind of about him. And
oh, and he dates that one girl that's whatever. Spoilers.
Go on. And that's the one we just saw. Yeah. And the main boy is blanking on his name.
Is it Linda Cardellini or whatever is the older sister?
Yeah, she ended up on ER apparently for like half of ER.
She was
phenomenal.
The Scooby-Doo girl.
Yeah, Velma.
Oh.
But she was on ER for like forever.
Sure.
But no, the guy from How I Met Your Mother, who's Jason Siegel.
Yeah.
Which guy is
from
that?
Sarah Marshall. Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Which guy is he on How I Met Your Mother?
The friend.
He's Willow's
married to Willow.
Husband.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
I like how we relate. This.
Marshmallow.
Yeah,
I've never seen How I Met Your Mother.
It's a good show.
He's Jason Siegel from Sarah Marshall. Good. Yeah, I have a.
It really is.
I have a high bar for sitcoms.
It's Neil Patrick Harris being a complete man.
I know, but it's just hard for me to get into sitcoms because they're so bad.
But Neil Patrick Harris is fucking brilliant.
Yeah, but then I look at like so many. I look at like news radio and I'm like, why can't everything be this good? And then I because
Phil Hartman's dead.
It was, you know what? Okay, let's not get off track. So, Freaks and Geeks, and it was produced by Judd Apatow, but created by somebody else. All of the people, it's so bizarre to have James Franco.
Oh,
is
yeah.
In it.
I forgot about that. I watched it years ago. It's been so long. That whole crew after that show, apparently 12
undeclared.
People watched it. Yeah, Undeclared was...
Which is what they're showing on IFC now that Freaks and Geeks is over.
You should watch that,
too. Probably should.
It's not as good.
But it's all the Will Ferrell and Adam Sandler crew were now on that, too.
It has its moments. It never reaches the sort of sentimental greatness that Freaks and Geeks did, but...
But one thing that freaks me out about that show is it's set in 1980, high school in 1980... And basically everything I went through in high school is in that show. It makes me feel completely unoriginal and or they understand me. I don't know which.
Right.
Either I'm a generic douchebag or whoever writes that show had the exact same experiences as I did. It starts with the main girl, Lindsay Weir. She's this straight-A student. She's in all the. She's like a mathlete and all this other, you know, she's very prim and proper. And then... her grandmother dies and tells her that she's like, Grandma, do you see heaven? And her grandma goes, and no one's with her but this girl, Lindsay. And she goes, no, there's nothing. And she dies. So it fucks up her world, and she starts hanging out with these stoners, these complete scumbags.
It's a comedy?
No, it's a dramedy.
Okay. It has its moments. It's a comedy like MASH was a comedy.
Okay. Kind of like Gilmore Girls was a comedy, but not really. And it's just phenomenal. It's just perfectly written. But the thing that I find really interesting is I didn't know what high school was like in the 80s. It's the same except for sexting. Like, I think that's the only difference is they didn't have cell phones. We had pagers. I mean, it's exactly the same. So her little brother is a freshman, and he's me when I was a freshman. Like, just a nerd with two friends who can't seem to figure out why everything's so fucking goddamn unfair and hard and... Everyone's such an asshole to him, even though he's just trying to be a decent guy. And then occasionally, it's like I'm more like Lindsay, where I kind of started hanging out with sort of a douchey crowd.
Right.
And didn't understand why I couldn't be both sort of a like straight-A student and hang out with some like scumbags that got high on the weekends, you know? And I don't know. It's just phenomenal. And I'm actually really sad that it's almost over. But it's one of those shows that it's like... You turn it off and you start talking about it, you know?
At the very least, I will say this, that they knew that the show was canceled long enough in advance.
Yeah,
There's at least sort of some closure to
it. They set up the season finale that it could probably work as a series finale. One thing I read that was actually really interesting, they found out about halfway through filming season two that they probably weren't going to get picked up, or season one, they probably weren't going to get picked up. And so they halted production on the back four episodes, filmed the season finale, and then went back and filmed what was left in case the plug got pulled the next day.
Oh, wow. Just so that they could make sure.
Yeah, they wanted to make sure that our final episode, whenever it airs, has some kind of closure.
Wow.
Which most shows don't even get the luxury of doing that.
Community, which is easily my favorite new show from last season.
It's definitely filled the gap of The Office's mediocrity of the last 2 years.
But the thing is, the first three episodes of Community, I hated.
They're pretty bland.
Like, the first one, I hated enough that I'm like, I'm never watching this.
But well, did you?
What?
Because, all the people involved with
it
are good.
4 weeks later, well, I do like everyone that was involved, but the first episode, I hated it, and whatever. Like, 4 weeks later, one of my friends at work was like, dude, did you see last night's Community? And I'm like, no, why would I watch that piece of shit? And then I got read The Riot Act, and then I went back and was like, fine, and I forced myself to watch through. And then by, like, the fourth episode, I was just laughing uncontrollably, and it's been fucking solid gold ever since.
There's two things I don't like about Community, but first...
Chevy and Chase.
They're the first two. He's completely unnecessary, and he drags the show down, and I would imagine he's probably getting paid more than all of them.
To me, he's not bad enough to bring it down.
He's not good enough.
He has his moments.
He's not good enough to be Chevy Chase. They could have filled that role with any unknown.
Oh, yeah.
Chevy Chase
adds nothing to that show.
That's true. But, like every good show I can think of, every show that became truly great, I'm talking News Radio, the 30 Rock, first three seasons of The Office.
Right. Arrested Development.
Arrested Development. Arrested Development does not fall into this category for different reasons.
Oh,
but
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. Every show, this is when Community got good, when they completely dropped the premise that the show was founded on. So the show is founded on the idea that, you know, douchebag lawyer has to go back to school or he can't be a lawyer again. And they stopped talking about that about three episodes in, and it was just about these characters and how they interact.
Right. But they didn't drop that entirely.
And it still comes back. I'm saying it was the foreground because they were like, listen, everybody, we have a premise. Listen to the premise. You know, 30 Rock was the same way. Four episodes in, they never talked about making
skits.
The show anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, it's a show about making a show. The second show just disappeared, and it's about these people and how they're weirdos together.
And
News Radio was the same, too. We've been rewatching News Radio. We watched it all the way from the beginning over the last couple of months, and it just started over, and so far we're still watching it again. But for the first four or five episodes, they're like, we're going to have to get those promos carded and get into the production booth and blah, 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 and we need to record that demo for this, that, and the other, and then there's no radio talk ever again.
Right.
It's just about crazy weirdos that happen to be adjacent to each other.
Right.
And I think that when a show gets to do that is when it becomes great.
Right. Well, because then it's 100% about the characters.
Yeah.
Like, if it can exist on just the characters, then it's something you care
about. And so
about.
The reason Arrested Development doesn't fall into that category is because
it's 100% premise, nonstop.
Yeah, it started as premise, and it was like, you get the feeling that all three seasons were written and finished before they started filming.
I know.
You know, which is just bizarre. But anyway.
That will never happen again.
What's really interesting about Community is the people that I would not be expecting to be breakout. I think you could tell from, like, the first few episodes that Abed was going to be amazing, but I didn't think Donald Glover was going to be so good.
No, but the two of them together.
Yeah.
Best bromance on TV right now.
They have a rad bromance?
Yeah.
Rad bromance. And it's really shaping up to be maybe the next show that whose fifth season will be really bad. Like, that's the best you can hope for, is that by season five, I'll be super tired of it. Because The Office should have been canceled two seasons ago, and they're talking about the seventh season minus Steve Carell. I mean, it's going to be so bad.
Without? Oh, God.
He's already gone. He's not renewed his contract. He's definitely gone.
Wow.
And they're definitely going to pursue a replacement manager for him. And it's like, have you never seen TV before? Do you not know what happens when you do that?
Yeah.
I mean, you're already boring. You had an entire show where all of the drama hinged on will they or won't they. It was will this couple get together? Sure, Dwight's funny. Sure, Stanley sounds annoyed sometimes. But will they do it?
Right.
And then they did it, and then they got married, and it was super fucking boring from then on out.
Like,
who gives a shit?
Should have been a wedding, and show's over.
Yeah.
And
it's like, thanks, guys.
And it would have been a great, great show.
It would have, because that was the last good episode.
Right.
Yep.
The wedding was basically the series finale as far as all
you know, reality is concerned.
Do you still watch them, Office?
Yes.
Of course you do.
Last episode was terrible.
What was the last one?
Andy's Play?
Yeah, that was awful.
Oh, God.
I have like three or four sitting in the queue that I'm... It's like, oh God, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, and they've tried to bring back that he'll never get the girl with Andy and the receptionist.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just not interesting.
No,
I don't give a shit. The other thing that I was talking to my wife about today that I thought was really interesting in terms of how TV stays good. Caprica got canceled, unfortunately, which is how TV stays good. Caprica gets canceled, TV stays good.
Smallville still on the air.
Thin the herd. As opposed to it being officially 100% the final season, they are now talking season 11.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Yeah, they're talking season 11
now.
You can't
get away from that shit.
It has since Joel, the third season.
Has a pact with the devil, apparently. Yeah. He cannot.
Well, I lose all my power if I stop watching Smallville.
Yeah. He has to watch it until it's done.
My dick will fall off. I'm not going to stop watching. It's not worth it.
Right. That's why Joel is never allowed to complain whenever I watch dumb shit.
46 minutes a week? No, you know, that's worth my dick.
I finally wipe Desperate Housewives off of the...
Off the server?
Yeah.
Like you're never going to watch it again?
I just couldn't.
Never seen an episode of it.
Yeah.
I hate everyone involved with it. So
there were a couple of seasons there of just hilarity. It like... I don't know. Like... Older women hilarity? I don't know.
So, okay, we'll finish up this segment with...
Sounds riveting.
What I was telling my wife is...
Shut up.
What makes TV get better is when, and not comedies, but more like dramas or action or sci-fi, is when there's this balance between a little bit of mystery, but a constant series of resolutions, and then also... I'm having fun just watching this. Like, I'm not watching it to find out what the mystery is. Like, the event that just came on is, like, we're the new Lost. Maybe you'll find out what the aliens are doing or if they're even aliens by the end of it. And then, you know, so you're watching just for this big payoff at the end, kind of like Lost. You were hoping you would get answers. The amazing thing a show can do, like Fringe, for example, is have all of that mystery, all of that weirdness, all of that sci-fi... But there's a series of question, answer, and during the whole thing, you like the characters and what's happening, okay?
Right.
I haven't seen the last few, so...
Well, no, I wasn't going to talk about Fringe, because it's just great. But the next best show to Fringe is Stargate Universe.
It is good.
I will never watch that.
Why?
It's really good.
It has nothing to do with Stargate. No.
I like the movie.
It's as good as Battlestar.
I don't care.
Why?
It's really good.
I just don't.
Why?
I can't.
Why? What are you talking about?
I am so disinterested in all of that.
It's a good
After
show.
Watching several episodes of several of the other Stargate shows.
It has nothing to
nothing
do with
to
it.
Do
it.
With
I don't care. It's not campy like they are.
There's two episodes in the middle of the season that sort of get a little Stargate-y, and then they stop, and it's perfect.
Oh, when the Illusion Alliance comes on?
That.
Yeah, that
yeah,
was
yeah,
those
yeah.
were lame.
Gay. But then it's all good from there.
It's a great show. It is good space TV. And here's the problem. Its ratings are pretty much on par with Caprica's, and Caprica just got canceled.
I don't care.
Well, it's phenomenal.
Don't believe you.
It is a perfect balance of there is weird, freaky shit going on, and you don't know all the answers, but we'll throw you an answer every two episodes, give you a new mystery, give you a new answer, and at the same time, the characters are good. I will say that it was early on, it was plagued with there being way too many people on the screen, and I didn't learn anybody's name until like the eighth episode.
Yeah.
There was just too much going on. There was blonde doctor lady, and then dark-haired Asian lesbian, and then captain guy with the gun.
And the stupid rocks make it more confusing.
Oh, the stones? Yeah the communication
really,
stones?
Yeah.
The name of the show sounds like a police procedural, so I can't, like...
You're wrong about the show.
Yeah,
you gotta watch it.
I've never liked any of the Stargate shows, and it's nothing like them at all.
I don't care.
It's just good space TV.
Just watch the first three. You'll be hooked.
No, not gonna happen.
Oh, you're dumb. You're a dumb guy.
It doesn't matter.
I just
don't care.
On that dumbness, we'll be right back.
Dumb you. Don't tell me to shut the fuck up. This is not the future we were promised.
Hijinks Sue Podcast, episode 67. And we're back. You know, this weekend I did a my first ever Star Trek convention.
How'd that go?
lame.
Was it everything you'd hoped it would be? It was
fucking lame.
Did you live long and or prosper?
From a meeting nice people and saying nice things to me and saying nice things back, that part was always great. But there just weren't that many people. From a trying to make a living standpoint, it was super lame. I'll never do one of those again.
How many Sci-Five shirts? Like, that seems like the right place for that.
There were like five already there, and I sold zero.
Wow.
Did you wear your Browns versus Reds shirt?
I don't have, no.
That sounds like a bad case of diarrhea.
It is. But I, actually, anyway. It's actually about
sorry, what? What are we talking about?
Mexican-Indian War or something. I don't know. But,
wow.
So the show was so lame that I decided to ditch my booth. I figured it would just be fine because there was no one there anyway. And I went to the TNG panel.
Sure.
And Brent Spiner, Jonathan Frakes, and Michael Dorn were all doing the panel. And it was really just funny. You could tell that they were they would much rather be doing other things, but they were going to be nice anyway. Right. But they mostly just made fun of the people that asked questions. And oh yeah, I should start that there. They mostly just made fun of the people that asked questions, and Jonathan Frakes spent most of the time in the crowd asking stupid questions to Brent Spiner and Worf.
Wait, he just went down and then...
When you was on the transporter, what did that feel like? Like, he just
wow.
And then he would move 20 feet over and raise his hand again, and they're like, you, sir, in the blue. Yes, you know.
Wow, they had a bit.
Yeah, they did, and it didn't seem rehearsed, but it seemed like they'd probably done it before.
Right.
And I mentioned this in the blog on the site, but I don't know if everybody heard it. So the best moment of the entire thing was Tia Carrere from Wayne's World was one of the also guests. I believe her only sci-fi connection is that she was a guest star on Warehouse 13 at some point.
She was in a video game.
The Wayne's World video game. No. Yeah.
It's not beside it.
Wayne's World 2 video game. Sure.
Whatever. Go on.
Don't think they did Wayne's World 3.
Daedalus Encounter.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm going way back.
That is the prequel to Wayne's World.
That actually, it came out, I think, the same summer as Eraser.
None of these words are words that I know.
That was the Schwarzenegger movie that Tia Carrere was in.
Oh.
And then it was like big stickers like, from the summer's hottest movie, Eraser, Tia Carrere. And she's on the front with like a really bad like USB like microphone. Like she's in the future or something.
Yeah, in the future. Everyone wears those.
Right.
The future 1997.
Yeah.
So, speaking of her blue tubes, so Jonathan Frakes goes
opera from
when y'all was in the transporter. What did that feel like? And Data starts going off about how your molecules are dispersed into space and blah 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 blah. He's trying to be sort of faux science-y
total
about
protonic
it.
Reversal.
Yeah, and then Michael Dorn goes, "I'd like to disperse my molecules on Tia Carrere."
Whoa.
I'm like, hang on.
Is that...
hang on. Mr. Worf just talked about...
Bukkakeying.
Jacking off onto Tia Carrere's tits. Thank you. Thank you, universe. You've paid off. Right. You've gone this many trillions of years, and finally you make sense.
We've arrived, and everybody go home.
Yeah, it's like the wedding episode of The Office. It should have ended right there.
Bam.
The end.
And the nukes go off.
Yeah, you know Klingons have pink sperm. We learned that in Star Trek VI.
That wasn't sperm. Oh my god!
What are you talking about?
Oh my god!
They had been circle jerking for like an hour, and
we've lost gravity.
Oh god!
Masturbate furiously. Yeah. We may never have this chance
it's
again.
It's like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. Now listen, it's like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
Fizzy lifting drinks.
Yeah, they're about to get stuck in the warp reactor. So the only way to get downward momentum is to jack off. And then each spooge pushes them closer to the floor.
Oh, God.
Charlie! Touch yourself, Charlie!
Oh, God. Okay, now...
Grandpa!
Is that Chris Hansen at the door?
Yeah. Well, the grandpa's not touching him. He's just instructing him. And they're both Klingons. What are you it's different.
Oh.
Their culture is different.
Right, okay.
They're a warrior race. Look, if you're a Klingon and your jack off hits a wall, that's going to knock you like 20 feet back.
Right.
They know this about themselves, so they're trying to save their life.
Oh God! So when Gorkin was on the table and he was just covered
absolutely.
In that shit, just
look,
all
that
over.
Was from earlier.
Oh my
that
God!
That was from earlier. Poor Chancellor
Gorkon. He got to play the cracker.
Yeah, Christopher Lloyd was in that. Christopher Lloyd also at this show,
right?
And I saw him hand roll what I believe to be a cigarette, and smoke it.
Cig of weed.
1.21 cigarettes.
1.21 cigarettes. What?
Yeah. That's 1.21 gigawatts. Gigahoos. So anyway, I'll never do a Star Trek convention again, but it was fun. I also appreciated the super half-assed costumes. There were some great costumes, but then there was actually a guy, I posted this on Twitter, so go look back if you want to find it. A guy in a Star Trek TNG command uniform, also an Indiana Jones hat.
Yeah, that was weird.
It was very bizarre. There was another guy wearing a DS9 Worf costume, not in Klingon makeup, with a Bluetooth headset and Oakley sunglasses.
Cool.
Oakley sunglasses being the hallmark of someone who paid too much for sunglasses.
Right.
Look at me. Look how much I paid for sunglasses. Also, I'm wearing my Bluetooth headset at all times.
I had some sweet Ray-Bans once.
Well, you never know when you're going to get a call. Anyway. And the sun will be out.
Right.
And you don't want to reach for your phone or have to look away from the sun.
What?
He was prepared.
What are we talking about?
For all things. They're a warrior race that jack off on each other. Guys. There's no gravity. This is going to feel awesome. Trust me. Pull out one of your dicks. Go nuts on
it. They have multiple dicks?
I have two of everything.
Can they two-hand it? Can they just can they go to town on both of them at the same time? One with each hand?
I'm going to say
like just
probably.
Alternating.
I'm going to say, yeah, you get kind of
left,
a piston
right,
motion.
Left, right.
Piston motion. Yeah. Piston motion. Yeah, absolutely.
You call it the two-stroke.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's half oil and half gasoline. One hand
that was a mechanics joke.
You lube up one hand with gasoline and the other hand with oil and
dumb it down.
Yeah, you burn off one of your dicks. I don't know. So
I mean, you got the other one for a spare.
So I'll never. Yeah, I like Star Trek nerds, and I will never go to one of the. I'll go. I would go as a fan. I am absolutely, and I would go as a fan. And the only good part, really, besides meeting a few cool readers, was. The panel. So I was doing that as a fan. And I don't want to disparage anyone that came up and talked to me. I had fun talking to everybody, just from a merchandise standpoint. It was very lame show for sales. But anywho.
Mm.
Also, Texas, the state that we live in,
yeah,
has gone batshit baseball nuts.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't even know why. I don't even know what the fuck's going on.
Because the Rangers are going to the World Series.
My
first time ever.
Who cares? People that don't
care. The entire state.
Right.
But
people that don't give a fuck about baseball care about baseball today.
Yeah.
And didn't 2 weeks ago or whatever. My mom texted me asking me to record a baseball game for her on my television set.
My office today was a ghost town around 3 o'clock because everyone had left to go drink and watch a game.
And that's just.
And it's perfectly
okay.
Yeah,
it's a good reason.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's fine. It's because we're in the World Series.
We are not. No, the three of us are in nothing.
You live in Dallas.
The Republic of Texas, perhaps, is in the World Series.
You are the Republic of Texas.
You tell them Halo Reach is on your doorstep. They don't give a fuck.
Rangers.
What?
Halo Reach. Yeah, Halo Reach came from Amazon. It's waiting for me at home. Rock Band 3 is sitting on my door waiting to be picked up. My one reader, actually, very, very, very kind reader, made a generous donation after the Star Trek con and told me it was either that or buy Rangers merchandise that he would eventually be putting on Craigslist or something. And what confused me is that I had been seeing a particular Rangers shirt that appears to have a severed zombie hand on the front, and then on the back there's a deer with the same zombie hand for antlers.
Yeah.
What is that?
I asked the guy. And
somebody
I'm like,
explained that to me today.
I'm like, at
and
least
I
you
forgot.
Didn't buy that shirt. And he's like, I could probably explain that to you, but you would be, you know, underwhelmed by the explanation. So, but it seemed like it says Rangers, it says Starter or like Nike or some shit.
Starter.
And then it's, there's a zombie hand. It appears to be severed. It's kind of like a brrr, like brains kind of hand.
Right.
And then a deer and then zombie hand antlers.
No numbers?
No.
Yeah.
That is supposed to communicate everything.
Yeah. No, somebody actually explained that to me today and it was so dumb. I've already forgotten it.
Okay.
Because I saw the same thing and I'm like, what the fuck is that? Yeah. Oh, hey. Now featuring our soundboard.
Yeah. Well, someone
to
Eli's
be used
not here.
One time.
Eli's
the
not
show.
Here. Somebody has to do
God
something
damn
terrible.
It.
There you go. We had to get a replacement pew pew sound because Eli wasn't here.
Right.
So
that's the special edition pew pew sound.
Texas, don't worry about baseball. Stop. Just go back to
baseball is unequivocally I can't even say the fucking
unequivocally
word. It is the worst sport of all time.
Yeah, it's the most boring sport, and I think they're all pretty damn boring. Right. So, you know,
it's worse than when the Romans fed Christians to the lions.
That part's awesome. I'd want, if Texas was in that,
be like, we're number one. Aww.
I would watch that World Series.
Yeah,
I would. Never mind. It was terrible. whatever. And then a Halloween is this week. Do we have any Halloween plans?
Oh yeah. I was supposed to.
Trick or treat.
Are you taking your kid out?
Yeah.
What's she going to be?
She is a purple princess fairy.
Is that her idea?
Yeah.
Because I know she likes purple.
And princesses.
Yeah. So when you said, what do you want to be? She said purple princess fairy.
Well, first she said a bunny.
Right. And you said bunnies are gay.
Right. And right. slowly.
And you hit
well,
her.
No. Bunnies turn into strippers. That's
oh,
that's where sexy. That's going.
She didn't say slutty purple princess fairy. That's 10 years from now.
Right.
She, I saw a was the sexy costume I saw that was completely unbelievable. I've seen sexy. I saw sexy army person.
Yeah, sure.
That was pretty awful. Oh, sexy Wolverine.
Oh God.
wait, like the Gen 13? Like
no, Wolverine the man, but a sexy miniskirt version of it. Sexy Wolverine.
I don't know how to
sexy
feel about that.
Sexy Iron Man, which was basically the Iron Man girl's costume from
sure.
the, you know,
from
the dance number.
The cheerleaders?
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
But sexy Wolverine.
Sexy Wolverine.
I'm the best at what I do, and what I do is blowing you. Like, I don't know what the...
But Wolverine was already sexy?
It's true. Yeah, it is true. He is short and hairy, and he's, kinda, he's yeah. got some girth to him. Sure. No, absolutely. I read
I'm into
a
claws,
really, really cool Wolverine comic today. I was in Barnes & Noble, and I saw a comic called Old Man Logan, and it is about...
Old Man Logan, that old man Logan.
So,
I played that in band on the marching field.
Well, that's you marched a, exclusively to Black Spirituals.
Right, that's a really depressing song to do in your marching routine.
I'm gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside.
And there's and that
a one,
racism.
And a two, and a one.
We've been missing it all episodes.
Trombones or... and lay down my burden.
Lay down.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Old Man Logan. Yeah. It's 50 years in the future. Apparently,
he's aged about 6 years, right?
He looks
in 50 years.
He's in his mid-50s is what he looks like instead of his
right.
mid-40s.
And he's 178.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's about 50 years in the future. All of the supervillains got together around now and realized there are more of us than there are of them.
Okay.
And killed all of the superheroes. Just
wow.
murdered them all in a day.
Interesting.
And
it was like Order 57 or
pretty
whatever.
Much.
Like,
and he's the only one left, and he's
the
given
younglings.
Up. He's given up. He's life sucks. So in this future, when they destroy the country, the supervillains divide up the country into quarters. The Red Skull takes the whole East Coast, and he's the new president. Magneto gets somewhere in the middle. There's sort of a no man's land. And then the Hulk has all of the West Coast. And the Hulk has become this sort of inbred redneck. He starts having babies with She-Hulk because no one else
oh,
can
no.
take it. And they...
I'm glad we finally answered that
yeah.
question.
And
there's more semen jokes for you.
They
people.
Father an entire race of inbred Hulk children.
Wow.
Who are like bucktooth deliverance.
What the fuck?
Redneck Hulks. Yeah, it's fucking
old
weird.
Old Man Logan.
It's really weird, man. And it's really good, too. It's fantastic. I really want to give away some of the coolest plot points, but I
Shut
don't.
Up.
I suggest you go out and read it. It seemed to just be a one-off graphic novel, Old Man Logan.
That's so weird.
It was good. It was standard comic book writing where it's like, let me just come right out and say everything, you know, like, haha, Logan, you never would have expected us to band together and kill you all, but we did 50 years ago, you know, but
exposition,
the ideas they
Check
present,
my shit out.
The ideas they present are very, very cool.
Sure.
The reason I will say this, it's worth the read if only to find out why he gives up superheroing. The reason they have for him to be so broken that he can't go on was actually phenomenal. So it's a recommendation from me. But we were talking about Halloween. So anyway,
right.
Halloween it up. We carved a pumpkin last night. We roasted pumpkin seeds. It was awesome. We are going to take a short break and come back with your calls and your mail sack questions. And we're going to debut the new mail sack theme.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty sweet, so hold on to your tits.
We'll be right back.
How those titties. This is not the future we were promised.
Hi, Jinx and Sue Podcast, episode 67. You know, we talked last week, if you did listen to last week's episode, if you didn't, this is probably confusing. You should go back and listen to all of them and then come back up to here. Otherwise, you
probably
won't enjoy this very much. But
continuity is a big thing.
We're like Lost. We reveal things you already know, but months too late. So you know that we're doing a donation drive to try and keep the podcast going. I know it was gone for a good 10 months, and we don't want to see it go away again. So if you enjoy the podcast, please head on over to podcast.hijinxandsue.com/donations and sign up for a donation subscription of any amount, $5, $10, $15, or $20 a month, rolling donation to keep the podcast alive. In exchange for your generosity, you will get access to bonus content in the Hijinx and Sue vault at vault.hijinxandsue.com. I've been posting stuff consistently there for the comics. So you can see behind-the-scenes art, unfinished work, commissions that I do for people that don't normally get posted online. I just posted two of those today. But we're also, for the podcast, posting the post shows, which is typically another 15, 20, 30 minutes of extra podcasty goodness for each show. And we're trying something that Josh came up with, which is probably a terrible idea.
Where, or awesome.
Where we post the uncut version of the show. Which means between
can I
the
get some
segments.
Echo when I say that? I need some echo.
Let's see. We had problems with the echo last time. Let's see if I can get you some echo this time.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe it'll march there.
It's a hot mic.
Yeah, it's a hot mic.
Uncut. That's nice. I like that. Let's try this one more time.
Uncut.
I'll be interested to see if that actually makes it onto the recording, or if you just sound stupid.
You'll have to fake it in post.
Yeah, it sucks.
I fake it all the time.
I will. Guys can't do that. So
you'd be surprised.
I know, right?
I don't want to talk about it.
You got a fridge full of Yoplait? You can fake anything.
Cold? I assume you have a hot plate next to the bed?
You have
a little yogurt crucible? Guys like... Hey, before we get this going, what's with the warming yogurt? There's like a tea light candle under some yogurt.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
That's an oil burner. We'll
get to that later.
Patchouli.
It's all good.
It's patchouli.
Yogurt crucible.
Yeah, I don't know. The yogurt crucible is the name of this episode. So,
did you love yogurt?
Typically, and for some reason, the post shows are also typically funnier. I don't know why. I think it's because we just don't give a shit.
I think the later it gets, the more delirious we get.
Yeah, maybe we should talk for an hour and then record a show. I don't know. But anyway, Josh's stupid idea was to put the uncut version where between the segments we're still talking about bullshit, even before the show and after the show. And so for last week, if you want to go find episode 66 uncut, there's like 30 more minutes of talking. That I can't necessarily testify to the quality of the talking,
no.
But I will say there's talking. There's definitely additional words spoken and recorded.
Yeah.
And then there's also a post-show where we played a game that did not work out at all.
Yeah, it was pretty terrible.
It was horrible. But if you enjoy the podcast and you want to see it keep going, we need to get 300 donation subscribers by the end of the year.
So I guess between post-show and uncut, there's at least an extra hour's worth every week.
Not to mention the other dozens of additional hours that are already in there. There's post-shows for probably at least 30 or 40 episodes already in the podcast that you may have not already heard. And,
and if you listen to this week's uncut, you'll hear Joel playing
the
blues,
ukulele. Yeah,
the
blues ukulele in the uncut.
Blue ukulele.
Now that you've said that, I have to actually post it. So thank you for the extra work.
You're welcome. That's what I'm here for.
Last week we had, before the announcement and the return of the podcast, we had 88 donation subscribers. This week we have 101. So it's creeping up there.
Woo!
But we need to get to 300 before the end of the year, which is a scant 2 months away. So to keep the podcast weekly and free, please consider donations. One-time donations are absolutely appreciated. Someone recently gave a very generous $50 donation. There was also a very generous $100 donation. Thank you very, very much. Though they do not count towards the subscription totals, they are extraordinarily appreciated. And we'll be back right after this.
This is not the future we were promised. This is not the future we were counting on.
All right, Hijinks and Sue Podcast. This will be the end of the show where we take your questions via Twitter and your phone calls via our new phone device.
Right.
Telephonophily.
Right. Phone sack.
Phonophilangally.
Phone sack.
The phone sack.
Yeah.
At two.
Phone sack.
Hang on. Go for it.
Phone sack. Sack.
I'm sure that didn't work at all.
Right.
I should get you the low voice. You want to see if that one works?
Yeah, sure. Let's see, click it over.
That's going to be up in the highs.
Hello. Testing.
No, not there yet.
Oh, waiting.
Oh, that's the pitches.
God damn it. You don't even know how this works, do you?
Phone sack.
I am going to be so depressed if that doesn't come across.
Do it again. Oh my god, that's beautiful.
If it doesn't work, you can feed it back in the phone sack.
Yes.
Phone sack.
Let's go ahead and do the rest of the show like this.
You know, this is not
going to
pick up at all.
I'm positive it's
laughing at ourselves like we're idiots.
You guys sound beautiful.
No, and Daniel stays normal.
Right? Yeah.
Daniel stays absolutely normal.
It's perfect that way.
It's because he's imitation Eli.
Can't even understand you.
He said I was imitation Eli.
Oh, God.
That's a little bit better.
I saw my girlfriend. We can never go back to Arizona.
It sounds like the demon alien is coming out of your chest.
Stop making it so appealing. I'm actually crying now.
Me too.
Oh, God. Oh, my tears are delicious.
Cacao.
None of this is gonna I'm positive
it's not coming across.
Oh my god.
You're gonna have to fix all of this in post. Cacao. Okay, let's
I do Scion
DC. Cacao. We're done here.
Yeah, we're done with that.
Okay.
Oh my god.
So anyway, you guys, we're going to call in. 203-6-FANCY-B is our hotline where you can leave us a voicemail. Now, here's your assignment. What are you looking for?
I'm just looking at the recording.
Seeing if the levels changed at all?
I think the levels were bigger, so maybe it actually
picked up. Maybe it worked. Who knows? So,
you have to fix that if it doesn't.
I know. So, 203-6-FANCY-B, you have an assignment for next week. I want to know...
What is this, fucking Fight Club?
Shut your face. I want to know topics... For calls. So give us calls to let us know what people should call in for.
Oh, okay.
I saw something online that I thought was interesting. Like somebody had asked people to send in their most expensive mistakes. I thought that was a good one.
Okay.
But if you think of something like that, maybe we'll use that one. But if you think of something like that, 203-6-FANCY-B or email podcast@hijinksandsue.com. So first we're going to take your TwitSack questions.
TwitSack!
To do that, we're going to play our new...
Oh, yeah.
Love this so much... Mail sack theme song
submitted
months ago, like during the hiatus, submitted by reader or listener Jez F was how they were identified.
Jez, I love you for this.
The mail sack theme song using a sample of audio that I did on an early podcast. I love that so goddamn much. Listen, you want to get in my good graces, audience? This is the type of thing you need to be doing. You need to be making songs out of shit and sending it to me, and I will play it on this fucking thing. One more time. Here we go. You have to do the motion during the dun-dun-dun-dun. It's like football. It's like the football song.
You are so in love with yourself.
I love that song is what I love. My God, that's a good song. So before we go to the calls, because people have already called in and left messages about just random shit.
Sure.
I haven't even listened to them. They'll be new to me and new to you.
I think starting next week, you should pre-screen all of that.
Probably so.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
But, you know, here it's a new thing, so we're just trying it out. So first, we're going to go to the Twit Sack. This is the people that have posted questions to #HEPodcast on Twitter. Let me go to my searches and podcast. So here we go. This is kind of interesting. This comes from Light Spectre. I recognize your name from a long time ago when we used to do a podcast. Did you see the successful Amazon.com stunt Ryan North and David Malky pulled off with Machine of Death? That was pretty cool. Have you heard about this?
No.
No idea.
Starting in like 2007, a bunch of webcomics dudes, David Malky from Wondermark, Ryan North from Dinosaur Comics, and a bunch of other people started putting together this anthology of stories about a world where there is a machine that can tell you exactly when and how you're going to die, and stories that take place in that universe when you know how you're going to die. And they call it the Machine of Death. And after three, almost 4 years of working on it, they actually got it finished, made. It features illustrations by a bunch of comic artists. And the goal was for on the release day, for one day, that it become number one on Amazon. And they just promoted it for about a week, maybe, and said, do this. It'll be a good idea. It'll be fun. It'll send a nice message to the publishing industry. And it worked. They were number one for most of the day today.
Wow.
But here's what's interesting. They beat out Glenn Beck's new book, which debuted yesterday. So Glenn Beck's new book came out yesterday, and they beat it to number one today.
Wow.
That's actually kind of disturbing.
So much so that it pissed him off.
Oh, really?
And on his radio show today,
holy shit,
having no idea what the book was, what it was about, only knowing the title, telling his audience to not support the culture of death that is plaguing America by buying this Death Machine book and instead buying Glenn Beck's book. So listen,
wonderful.
His message is do not support the quote-unquote culture of death. Support the culture of fear. Fear-mongering is what keeps America great.
Fear is way more profitable than death.
And the book has absolutely nothing to do with whatever he thinks it has to do.
That's fine. Anyway,
I support that. Go check it out. I don't know if it's actually going to make it, but I did record one of the stories for the audiobook version of Machine of Death. I don't know if that's going to end up on the final recording or not. I don't know when or how the audiobook's going to come out. I do know
did
that
you
if
sing
you
it like Creed?
I did read the entire story in the voice of Scott Stapp.
Do you know when you're gonna die?
That's actually a Creed song.
Yeah.
It was
I'm
called
pretty sure that's how you did it.
The story was called
November
Loss
the
of Blood.
8th it was called, this year.
It's called Loss of Blood. And I did it. Can you lose too much blood and then die? Jesus. And
it's cool, I'll be back 3 days later.
Now you're just reading the New Testament. So I'm going to start a church that reads the New Testament in the voice of Scott Stapp.
I'm talking loaves and fish shells. Talking miracles, bitches.
No.
Zacchaeus was a wee little man.
Oh my God, you're singing nurses. You're singing
Bible school songs. Oh my God. What's that called? A Sunday school?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. Jesus Christ is what that was about.
Yeah. There you go.
I have not thought of that since I was 9 years old.
That's what I'm here for.
What about I'm in the Lord's army?
Oh, I know that one. Oh,
I may never fight in the infantry, something, 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 something,
shoot
something.
The artillery.
But I'm in
the enemy. And I'm in the Lord's army.
Yes, sir.
I'm beautiful.
That's he's singing Christina Aguilera songs.
No, that's
because I am beautiful and never sing away.
That was still being Scott.
Words can bring me down.
Okay, this
that was almost Dave Matthews. Words can bring me down. I'm scared to bump it down. Hands go my hanger.
This definitely gets funnier the longer we do it.
She wakes up in the morning. So, we were definitely talking about, Machine Death, go buy.
Right.
Yep. I know that if you buy the book and email them your receipt confirmation, you also get a free digital download of the book too. So I think it's a very cool thing for some people just to have an idea, get together, make a book, and then also in the process screw Glenn Beck. That was nice. This comes from Beowulf. I bet he's one of your kind.
Probably.
Joel, have you watched Doctor Who yet? No. I'm sorry. Josh, would you watch Doctor Who as you like Sherlock so much? You are liking that Sherlock show from the BBC. Right. I guess he's saying that if you like that, would you give Doctor Who a chance?
I actually, while I have never, I will say, watched the show as a thing that I regularly do, I've seen probably 15, 20 episodes.
That's a lot.
From the last, like, 5 years of
sure.
it.
Sure.
And
more than I have.
I like it.
Well, you know what I did that was dumb? I recorded the entire first Matt Smith season.
Right.
And then I got AT&T UVerse for internet and thought, okay, I could only get the internet if I agreed to take the TV, and I was going to pull a Josh scam and cancel the TV after 30 days.
Right.
Turns out I liked the TV a whole lot more than DirecTV. It right. doesn't go out when it rains, and it's unfortunately, the HD quality is noticeably not as good.
Hooray.
But from the couch, you just can't tell. You can tell when you're right up on it.
If you torrent that over your fiber,
anyway,
that looks great.
Whatever. It's actually a really cool, it's automatically networked. All the boxes network. They can watch the shows off of one box. It's fucking awesome. Yeah. So I decided to suspend DirecTV. Turns out DirecTV has this policy where if you ever have had DirecTV in your entire life and you cancel, you can basically never come back without paying full price for everything. All equipment, all installation, hundreds of dollars. So it's basically just, we don't want you right. back.
So they're a bag of dicks.
It's don't ever leave us. Or you, it's like, if you leave this house, you don't ever come back. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm like, well, I don't know if I'm going to like this in the long run. So I suspended my account for 6 months, thinking I could still go back to my DVR. They bricked it.
Like, instantly.
Yeah. I thought I could go back and watch all the Doctor Who's I'd recorded. And they bricked it. Doesn't work anymore. So whatever.
That's what you get, slut.
That was my plan. It was to watch those and then see how I liked them, but I can't. Last TwitSec question comes from...
You have fiber now. This shouldn't be a problem for you.
I just don't have time.
That's the whole point. You have fiber.
Covered wagon. Covered wagon kid, one of our readers from the... they often see at the Baltimore Comic Con. What is the status of HE Book 2? I should write it. I should definitely get started writing it.
Wow, really?
It's actually, the layout's done. All the comics are in place. All the pages are made. And I now have to write commentary for all of them.
Oh, you should do that.
It's probably going to be called...
Should do that.
It's probably going to be called My Heart is a Hate-Filled Pineapple. Hijinks and Sue Volume 2, right. My Heart is a Hate-Filled Pineapple.
Right.
I think. That's probably going to be the title.
Good title.
Because I haven't come up with anything better than that.
Right.
So anyway,
you probably never will.
There will be a pre-order announcement before the end of the year, and the pre-order will determine whether or not it actually gets made. So
it'll be like the first one with the artist things. Or?
Yes, there will be a super fancy edition with even more goodies. If you do buy one of the limited super fancy editions, your name will actually go in the book as well.
Oh, that's cool.
The Book of Life,
like in the credits in the back.
The Book of the Saved, of those that shall be spared. Now we've got our new feature. If you called 2036-FANCY-B, I have recordings of your calls. Let me go ahead and pull those up. I've not screened these, which Josh pointed out is a terrible idea.
Yeah, this is...
But just to give you an idea, here's a pretty innocuous one. It's definitely not creepy. I have heard this one already, so we'll just play it.
Yes, hello. I just want to say that I am a big fan. I really, really enjoy your comic. I've been reading it for a very long time.
Thank you.
I've seen every single one of them. Thank you for all of your hard work. Bye.
Oh, I'd love that. I love those things that are just about me being awesome. That's good. More like that.
You are so pretty.
I do. I think your face looks nice.
Yeah.
Colin, talk about my face.
Your hair? How do you do that?
Talk about how I smell. I smell good. Do I smell good?
Like waffles.
Oh, also when you call, I know this is new, identify yourself. If you want to be identified, but identify yourself. This one, unable to transcribe. So this is a total grab bag. We don't know where we're going to get here.
I hope it's a car horn.
Just.
Right. It was a misdial. Someone being abducted.
There was nothing there. There's no one.
Oh, hey, it's Locke Cole. A pro tip for everyone. Or anyone that's ever going to call in to a podcast show, radio show, their girlfriends, whatever, trying to call them while taking a break from doing something highly intellectual and mentally consuming is akin to a drunk dial. Yeah.
We actually want that.
Extremely funny, seeing the new episode of the podcast, and I was happy. When I saw the voicemails were up there, my first reaction was, holy fuck, no, no, oh no.
He was the one that with a very nice voicemail about how he really liked the show and appreciated the comic. And
sounded, but anyways,
there's nothing wrong with that call.
What have you found to be the best approach to sharing a movie, comic, TV show with somebody? Going into college, it seems it's really hard to get anyone to just kind of be like, to experience something you share with them. You can tell about 100 people, oh, hey, you should watch this TV show, but you might get 3 who do. So how have you guys been able to share things with people? Do you hold them at gunpoint? Do you just continue to mention it until they stop being your friends?
All right.
What? Okay. Anyways, thanks for bringing the podcast back. And it's just great.
Stop.
So talk to you later.
Stop.
Bye.
It. First of all, Locke Cole is one of the most active members, or was back when there were active members on it, of the Hijinks Ensue forum, which, by the way, if you guys don't realize, forum.hijinksensue.com was the place most of the podcast listeners tended to congregate and share ideas, and it's been pretty much dead since the podcast went away.
Right.
But the podcast is back, so maybe you want to start using the forum again. I don't know. Go ahead. Go for it. Last week, we played his message about how much he was inspired by the comic, and he liked the podcast a lot. And I probably should have screened that and then asked him if he wanted me to actually play it live on the air. But since we played it live without ever screening them, didn't think about it. My bad. But
kind of a D-bag.
There was yes. But there was nothing wrong with that call. It was very honest, very sincere, and it was about how great I am. So I just enjoyed every minute of it.
Joel Watson, ladies and gentlemen.
I grabbed both my Klingon dicks and started doing the piston two-stroke motion. And
right, yeah.
It was awesome. Sharing TV
pink
with people.
Blobs everywhere.
Do people still give out, like, here's my whole season DVD of Firefly and say, here, watch this whole thing? Does that even happen anymore?
My brother-in-law handed me Babylon 5 and I handed it back.
I think that should be the
like,
title.
Here, like, here, here's some bullshit. No thanks. He's like the guy in the mall that's handing out chicken samples, like bourbon chicken. No, thank you. But sample bourbon chicken? No.
It's free.
No, I get it. It's on a toothpick. I understand that it's free. I don't want it. Bourbon chicken.
That's actually should be the title of the book.
Whatever. I already forgot the original title was.
You'll have to listen to it again and find it.
Damn it. That always happens.
Yeah. I don't know. The only time that I think Firefly is the only thing that I've ever actually just made people watch.
Right.
I have too.
Which was here's the discs.
Remember how you came over with Dead Set that time?
Oh, yeah.
They just started airing that on BBC America,
that was like
maybe?
2 years ago.
I know, but they just started airing it again. Like, it's a new zombie cool. I think it's because Walking Dead's coming
out. Oh, yeah, okay.
We probably should have talked about that, but it's not on yet. So, anyway, we'll see it. We'll watch it and see. Anyway, yeah, so I don't know. I think it's good. I think it's good to bring, if you're going to a social function where movies will be watched, just bring your stash.
Yeah, I mean, that's how Eli spreads his.
Degenerate disease. Let's see if we have another call.
Yeah, but otherwise, trying to trick people. Sorry. What?
Only $1. Got the ice cold water. And only $1.
Oh, God.
Prank call.
Ice cold.
No, it's ice. Not. This is definitely one of the fancy bastards that was at the Baltimore Reader Meetup. We exited the I posted a video of this on Twitter. It's on my TwitVid.
Don't pay any attention to you.
Go to my TwitVid. It's like Hijinks Ensue, TwitVid, whatever order you're supposed to put those in. It's probably one of the last videos. There was this guy selling water outside the convention center, shirtless, had a cooler full of water, going,
I got that ice cold water. And it's only $1.
On loop for hours. Never
he
ceasing.
Had a recording of it looping,
no,
or he was singing
he
it?
He was singing okay. It. We passed by again after eating dinner. I got that ice cold water. It was like the Bed Intruder guy. We wanted to like record it and remix it. I will say this. The video of him singing that, is the song is audible. If anyone takes that and makes that into a song, I'll be very happy. The ice cold water remix.
Have you been to the Walmart with the singing greeter?
Oh, yeah.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, our Walmart, the greeter
what?
Sings as you come and go. Welcome to Walmart. I hope you find everything you need. And then you walk in and he comes back and he's like,
welcome to the Walmart.
It's not. It's more like Smokey Robinson.
Where the prices can't be beat.
No, it's definitely more soulful than Scott Stapp.
I'm pretty sure every song is Scott Stapp.
You leave and he's like, I hope you found everything. Heard I didn't even got the low prices.
And maybe you found Jesus.
Bring him back with you next time. What is that? Is that some Oreos in your basket there? Did you get the double stuff? Can I see your receipt?
Gotta make sure you're not a dirty thief.
Yeah, that would be better, but it's definitely very creepy that guy sings at you. And occasionally he will corner people and just sing directly to them. They don't leave, they stay there, and he just sings at them. It's very strange.
Wow.
Here is
cool greeter, bro.
Another message. Oh God! Someone had to do this eventually. Thanks.
That's second.
Oh, this is the greeter.
Yeah.
We're no strangers to low prices. You know the discounts, and so do I. Whatever. Next. Oh shit!
Fucking fat finger there.
This thing's tiny.
Fan up here in Canada, just calling to say you're awesome.
Hey, thanks, man.
Awesome.
I love it.
I'm
that ego.
Happy to see you're doing it again. I missed watching everyone get drunk while their conversation spiraled out of control.
One of these is going to be, and I'm killing myself.
And, other than that, all I can say is rock on. And
it's over. It's all over.
Have any inspiring things to say.
Can't go on anymore.
Questions to ask. And I am conscious enough to remember your telephone number. I will
2036 Fancy B.
Until then, I believe in aliens because they keep getting past the border fence.
Well, he's in Canada. He's in Canada. That's a different kind of border fence.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
I've been missing the racism. Like, I don't notice that it's gone until it comes back.
Another one.
Yeah.
Original bastard.
Whatever. And hurt you. This one's actually a question. It's local. Here we go. Let's see what happens.
Hey, podcast. Just wanted to ask you a question. My name's Michael here in Dallas. And we're looking at that James Cameron wants to make two more Avatar movies. Avatar 2, which I think will be Electric Blue Galoo. And Avatar 3, which I'm sure the studio will make sure is Avatar 3D, even though everybody already knows that.
The new Saw is Saw
3D. It sounds like a poor idea, and mainly because of history, where you have movies like The Matrix, and as Josh pointed out to me on Twitter today,
got to keep them short.
Star Wars,
keep them short.
That seems to have one great movie, and then sequels may not live up to that wonderful world that existed. Just wanted to hear what you guys thought about the possibility of Avatar 2 and 3. And,
okay, there we go. Stop it. Okay. Avatar 2 and 3, do you care?
I'll be there.
I want to see where they go. I heard that the other one's supposed to happen on one of the other moons.
I don't know.
And
I assume that they have to show more of that universe.
It
can't just be the same show we already saw.
I like the world enough that I want to know more about it. So, of course, we'll all go see it.
I mean, the last time James Cameron made a sequel, it was fucking Terminator 2.
Yeah.
So.
Which not only was better than the first one, but then they all got worse after that. It trumped them all until the end of time.
I don't know.
I just realized that we've gone way over on time.
Yeah, we are.
Way over on time. We're almost at 2 hours, so...
Yeah. We should wrap it up, B.
We're wrapping it up. So, thank you again for listening to the Hijinx Ensue podcast. Again, if you want to see it go on into the future, check out podcast.hijinxensue.com/donations and sign up for a donation subscription. Also, check out the store at store.hijinxensue.com. Pick up some new shirts. There's a new mug out, the new edited for content mug with all of the TV edited famous lines like "Flip you, melon farmer," and "Give me the keys, you fairy godmother."
It's a cool mug.
It's available now for you to have. Anything else? No, I think that's it. So for myself, Joel Watson, Godless Sodomite, Jeff Jorf Joff.
Lost.
And Daniel Ashua, thank you for filling in for our absent Eli.
Absolutely.
Thank you for chiming in.
Happy.
All right,
happy to be here, Bob.
We'll talk at you next time.